brutalization, the possibility of brutalization, that this would be, this warning would work, that it, we will not reach it. And I'm so afraid to say now that we reach it, that we've reached it, and the world and the Western world is appallingly doesn't intervene to stop it. You know, I was at the demonstration yesterday and I cried. Maybe I don't, I hold myself not to cry all these terrible days, not much, only sometimes, but I cried when some people spoke about their grandparents, Holocaust survivors, and I felt I was there also to represent my dead parents who are Holocaust survivors in this, you know, call to the world to, you know, how can they stand on the side and do nothing to stop this terrible slaughter? I cannot bear myself talking here safely in New York while I know what 2 million people, more than 2 million people are going through, and nothing can justify what is being, what Israel, what we, what my tax money is causing right now. I don't know if my tax money is now the behind the missile that might kill one of my good friends, loved friends in Gaza. This is really appalling, appalling, appalling beyond words.
Amira, in your latest piece for Haaretz, you write about your family, your friends who are still in Gaza, in Tel al-Hawa, in Gaza City. Israel's ordered Palestinians to leave the northern part and go south. That's where Gaza City is in the north. Can you talk about them, what options they have, their decision to stay, and also President Biden giving a major address tonight, coming back and saying he's going to get the border open so 20 trucks can come in with some supplies.
That's a joke. Anything which is not a complete ceasefire, immediate ceasefire, is you know, a drop in an ocean is a cliche, but it is. It's less than a drop in the ocean. I mean, my friend who wrote to me, her brother-in-law is in a wheelchair, half paralyzed. They couldn't leave because they said, how can we leave the house with him? And we cannot leave him behind. And her mother is old. So they are there. I cannot even imagine what they are being through. She just sent me a flower this morning. They had a little shred of internet, so she sent me a flower responding to my WhatsApp some hours earlier. I have friends cramped in a school in Nusayrat refugee camp, and a mother, a refugee of 48. She was a child in 48. And have been seen so many wars since then.
We have 30 seconds, and then we're continuing this conversation, and we will post.
So
all...
I think of all the also the sick people, sick parents that my friends are staying with them because they don't want to leave them alone in dying under the bombing, and so they didn't save themselves in order to be with their parents.
Amira Haas, we're going to continue this conversation and post it at democracynow.org and play it on Democracy Now! Amira Haas is a longtime Israeli journalist and correspondent for Haaretz in the occupied Palestinian territories, normally based in Ramallah. This is Democracy Now! I'll be speaking in Charleston, West Virginia tomorrow night. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
band.
I know. Hello, this is Reza from Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to WRCP Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots Program. I am Mando Richard, and you are sure going to enjoy today's show. We're going to open up with a Look It Up set like we always do. We'll close down with a gospel set like we always do. This week, all four of the artists in the Look It Up set will also be featured in the gospel set. And in a little while, we'll hear from Woody Snyder, and we've got lots of great music for you. Loretta Lynn passed away on October 4th of 2022. So let's start off our Look It Up set with a classic from the late Loretta Lynn.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the and love, they just don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind, and don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find, cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone, and many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine.
You've heard the song of Father Dear Come Home, of hungry little Benny who sent for him to come. How the old man used to smile and cause the family pain. He'd let up for a little while and then get drunk again. We give him up for gone. He's lying in the lane, and almost everybody knows the old man's drunk again. He'd take his morning nip and loaf about the door. He told his family more than once that he would drink no more. But then he would forget, he'd get in that mood again. And the sheriff, he would come and say, the old man's drunk again. We'd give him up for gone, he's lying in the lane. And almost everybody knows the old man's drunk again. Oh, Father dear, come home. Stop drinking like a sow. You drank away the bed and stole. Don't swallow up the cow. Don't beat up on the boys or cause poor mother pain, or we'll just turn right into you when you get drunk again. We've given him up for gone. He's lying in the lane, and almost everybody knows the old man's drunk again. Yeah, almost everybody knows the old man's drunk again. The old man's drunk again. The old man's drunk again. The old man's drunk again.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, this is Joe. You don't know who I am, but I don't know you either. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Lock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe.
I saw a man at the close of day standing round the grocery door. His eyes were sunk, his lips were parched, and I viewed him o'er and o'er. His little son stood by his side, and unto him he said, "Oh, father, mother, sick at home, and sister cries for bread." He turned around, went in at the door, he staggered up to the bar, and faltering unto the landlord said, "Just give me one glass more." Thank you. crowd stood around the door. I asked the reason, one replied, the drunkard is no more. Just then a hearse moved slowly by, no wife or children near. They had gone before this vile murder and left this world of care. The mole, you jolly dram drinkers, by this a warning take, and quit the overflowing bowl before it is too late.
You listen to Natalie McMaster and her husband, Donald Leahy, play the Ellen Polka from their 2015 record, One. I will tell you about that opening set of music. Back at the beginning of the show, you heard from Loretta Lynn doing Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. And she released that back in, I believe, about 1966. Then we went back to 1962 for Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys doing The Old Man's Drunk Again. Then after the PSA, Elvis Presley gave you the 1956 version of Blue Suede Shoes. And the last thing on the set was the new Lost City Ramblers from back in 1962 do I Saw a Man at the Close of Day from their record American Moonshine and Prohibition Songs. Well, Woody Snyder's up next. Let's hear what he has to say. Well, like Woody just said to me off the air, let's go for it. Woody Snyder, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm actually quite fine. And I think we have some things today that you will enjoy.
Well, thank you, and I hope our listeners enjoy them, too. Well, the first thing you've got is something I know everyone will enjoy. It's from the very first album that Alison Krauss and Union Station released way back in 1989. What did you pick out?
Well, I picked out the song Two Highways, which which at that time was an actual bluegrass song. And that was Larry Cordell wrote it. And actually, Alison Krauss is not only is she a great singer, but she's a very, very fine fiddle player as well.
Since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills lush and green were a part of my dream, but I dreamed of my Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away. To her grave on the head of a book in the mill, that's the place where she's sleeping today.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen alone.
Mm-hmm.
sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling Lord.
Years of my life I will not take a wife, I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft gentle ground that is holding my calling alone.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling
alone. Born in East Virginia, North Carolina, I did go home, and there I met a fair young maiden, name and age I do not know. On her feet wore these slippers, and in her hair she wore a bow. How I loved that brown-eyed darling, no one in this world could know. A light brown color, lips they were a ruby red, and on her breast she wore white lilies, where I long to lay my head. I know your parents don't scarcely like me, I guess your friends all feel the same. And if I'm writ down in your book, love, won't you please blot out my name? I was born in East Virginia, and North Carolina I did go, and there I met a fine young woman, her name and age I still don't know.
Dusty roads in winter time. Tonight I'm thinking of the town and the one I left behind to do this rambling round. Tonight I'm drinking while I'm thinking until the beer joints close, and I'm thinking of someone I call my Georgia Rose. It's on dusty roads we walk and talk of things to be, and she never laughed or mocked at my wanting to be free. Tonight I'm free to walk these streets while the wind tears through my clothes, and I'm free to dream forever about my Georgia Rose. My dreams, sweet as a flower, blooming among the pines, Georgia Rose, still my desire. Once you could have been mine. Thank you.
before I get Woody Snyder back on the line with us to tell us about the music he's selected for us, let me tell you that you're listening to a track from Bela Fleck's most recent record, My Bluegrass Heart. It's the Baptist Pumpkin Farm. So joining Bela Fleck on the banjo, of course, we've got Michael Cleveland and Stuart Duncan on the fiddles, Paul Coward on the bass, Cody Kilby on the guitar, and Dominic Leslie on the mandolin. We are in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder is sharing with us here on the Roots Program and Whiskey Before Breakfast. And back at the beginning of the set, going back to 1989, Woody picked out Alison Krauss and Union Station doing Two Highways. And then you picked out a great Pete Goble and Leroy Drum song done up by Hot Rise.
Singing Colleen Malone, and Hot Rise is a great band, and Tim O'Brien is he's a great leader of the band and singer, and by the good way, we all know about this, is he's a mandolin player, an excellent one. And of course, he can play a lot of different instruments, but you and I are really big fans of mandolin players, and Hot Rise really is a little bit of a live version.
Yeah, Hot Rise, Colleen Malone. Let's see. Next, Mando Woody picked out something. I don't think there's any mandolin in it, from David Bromberg.
East Virginia, an old public domain song. And actually, David Bromberg, he's a guy who hangs around down here in Delaware.
All right, then after David Bromberg gave us East Virginia, Woody asked me to play Jimmy Dale Gilmore singing a song.
Georgia Rose. Good old songs, a very old song from Walter Hyatt, right? And Jimmy Dale Gilmore is an excellent country singer, songwriter, and he's from the Austin, Texas area. much different than Delaware.
And Pennsylvania. And West Virginia, and all the places that you can hear Woody Snyder on the radio. Yes, indeed. Well, Woody, those are all great songs, and you've got one more, just an absolute classic. You and I were talking off the air how every version we've heard of this song is wonderful, but you picked out one of the best from Lynn Morris.
Yeah, Mama's Hand, beautiful song, absolutely gorgeous song, and Lynn Morris sings it quite well. And it's a small band, but it's really good. But Hazel Dickens wrote this song, and it's really a beautiful song to listen to.
All right. Well, Woody, this has been fantastic. I've had a lot of fun chatting with you this week, and I sure hope everybody listening to the Roots Program and Whiskey Before Breakfast enjoys the music you have picked out. Thanks so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I enjoy doing it, as I always say, and I think we have some really interesting things.
All right. Well, here comes Lynn Morris at Woody's request doing Mama's Hand right here on the Roots Program and Whiskey Before Breakfast.
I said goodbye to that plain little mining town, with just a few old clothes that made the rounds. I knew I was leaving a lot of things that were good, but I thought I'd make a break while I still could. As I looked back to wave once more, Mama crying in the door for me and what the world might have in store, for she knew I'd never be her little girl no more. Well, she was drifting back to another time when she was young and hoped to find her mama's had been, and it was hard to let go of mama's hand, my mama's hand. One old paper bag filled with hand-me-downs, plain old country girl raised on gospel sounds, with only the love she gave me was hard to let go of mama's hand, my mama's hand. I thought of all the love she gave. I thought of all the years she slaved to try and make this rundown shack a home, a dream that really died for it was born. But she pulled us through the hardest times and made us hold our head up high. We'd carry with us all our lives, for we were so special in Mama's eyes. As I look down the dusty road to Mama in her heavy load, I knew what I was leaving I'd never find again. It was hard to let go of Mama's hand, my mama's hand. One old paper bag filled with hand-me-downs, plain old country girl raised on gospel sound. With only the love she gave me and pride in what I, it was hard to let go of Mama's hand, my mama's hand. It was hard to let go of Mama's hand, my mama's
about God, the best of me. I can't remember why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see. But I can sure remember where I come from. West Virginia. let me live, love. Let me cry when I go. Just let me die among the friends who remember when I'm gone. West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home.
Cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And his kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember mama praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Listen to banjoist Allison DeGroote and fiddler Tatiana Hargraves play Melinda from their self-titled record that came out in 2019. Let me tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody Snyder picked out Lynn Morris's version of Hazel Dickens' Mama's Hands. Wasn't that great? And then since he picked out a song by Hazel Dickens, well, the next thing I played was Hazel Dickens herself singing her classic West Virginia, My Home. I believe this is a performance from the 1980s. And then we heard from another one of the classic women in bluegrass and old-time music, Ola Belle Reed, doing her original 1973 version of High in a Mountain. I think Del McCoy actually recorded it in 1972, but she wrote the song, and this was her version from 1973. And then the last thing in the set, I just couldn't resist. We start off with Mama's Hands, and we end up with Mama's Hungry Eyes. Yes, Merle Haggard from his The Bluegrass Sessions record he put out in 2007, doing Mama's Hungry Eyes with Alison Krauss. Thank you. Here comes something from Kirby Heard.
When they shot him dead, nobody said he's somebody's someone. When they haul her away, there's no one to say she's somebody's someone. She's a mother, a daughter, an angel, a friend. She mattered to someone around the bend. There's somebody's someone somewhere, sometime, no matter the cause or the crime. A mistake with a smack or a suicide pact, you're still somebody, someone. When he's found in the street, there's nothing discreet, but he's somebody, someone. He's a buddy, a husband, a brother, a mister, a lover, a son, or maybe a sister. There should always be someone in everyone's mind for the somebody, someones we find. Streets, arrest for free speech, there's still somebody, someone. Some stand up tall, speaking out for us all. We're all somebody, someone. We're somebody, someone in somebody's life. A parent, a child, a mentor, a wife. We'll be somebody, someone right till the end. We're all somebody, someone's friend. We're all somebody, someone's friend.
Listening to Melinda Crawford play Keep It Up and The Unreal, a medley from her 2008 record, The Wandering Suitcase of Sterling. And what you heard before this was a singer named Kirby Heard, and she sang Somebody, Someone. Wasn't that thought-provoking? From her new record, Ripples in the Wake. Well, it's just about time for the station break here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program. But y'all stay tuned because we've got more great music coming right up. Are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com. And you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for The Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Jet Black's new album is called Roots, and from that, you're going to hear Stay at Home Daddy Blues.
Hours it ate a day, five in a row, and then I'd get paid. Yeah, call up my gal and tell her I'm on my way. With a box of chocolates and roses too. Yeah, we're gonna hit the town, put on our dancing shoes. I'd spend all my money, but you know that I'd be getting away. So I kept on working, she did too, yeah. I brought home the money that we made too. Daddy's little angels with eyes of blue. Then all that changed in the twinkle of an eye on the day that I got fired. Said I'd stay home, take care of everything, yeah. I'd do all the dishes and I cook and clean. I'd stay home with the kids while she got her old job back. Didn't sound too bad. But now I don't much party and I don't much laugh, yeah. Cause I do all the dishes and take out the trash. She picked up more hours and I picked up the mop and broom. say, oh my Lord, what have I done to receive this retribution? I'll do anything that you ask me to, just to ditch these stay-at-home daddy blues. Now I can't pull the kids from their screens, and I done shrunk the whole dang family's jeans. Now when she gives me the eye, I reply, baby, not tonight, 'cause I'm too tired. 'Cause that Pinterest meal you wanted, you know it went sideways. The whole thing went up in one big fiery blaze. The kids are getting hungry and it's already half past eight. Kinda late. Besides, I'll be up here before the dawn, cooking you all breakfast, and I know that you'll be gone. Enjoying your drive to work while you're leaving me here to slave every day. So I say, oh my Lord, what have I done to receive this retribution? And I'll do anything that you ask me to, just to ditch these stay-at-home, still sadly handling it badly, back to work gladly.